So the dark side of personal development is really emotional manipulation. And I've been on the receiving end of it, which I want to share with you guys. I've got two stories to share with you. Well, friends, I am back from Australia. I'm back from my bachelorette, which I feel like I'm somewhat still recovering from. Well, now it's just turned into jet lag. Today, I am so fucking dizzy and I've had like my LMNT. I've done all the things. I'm drinking plenty of water. I don't know. This is called jet lag, and not just like jet lag from a 6-hour flight because you've flown to Paris from New York. We're talking jet lag because you've been on the opposite side of the world. It's so weird to think about. Like, they are a full day and a bit ahead of you. So right now, at the time it's recording, it's 1 p.m. here, but it's like 3 a.m. in Australia, which is probably like, oh, that's probably why you're feeling lightheaded, Monica, because you should be asleep. Anyway, today's episode is on such an important topic. I was inspired to do this episode for you guys because one of you sent a really fantastic DM into, or maybe it was, I think it was an email actually, and Olivia shared it with me, and I was like, okay, this needs to be spoken about. And I wanted to put this in one podcast so I could refer back to it when needed in the future, because I am aware of the amount of people that are not aware of the dark side of personal development and how they can kind of get gaslit and emotionally manipulated by people that aren't actually trying to do them any harm. Like, per se, I'm not saying that, but I just think it's a really, really important thing to be aware of, because my intention with you is not that you should be perfect. And my intention with the way that I approach personal development is not that you are like more godly and above and more like enlightened than anybody else. You're human. And maybe for you, you're able to navigate situations better than another human that hasn't done any work on themselves, that doesn't know how to regulate their nervous system, for example, but it doesn't actually mean that you're better than them, right? It doesn't mean that you're, you know, above them or like have, like you can tell them why they're being wrong or like what's wrong with them. That unsolicited advice that a lot of people can give when they have quote unquote done the work is kind of alarming. And what I've noticed, and I've read it in books, and it's become kind of a thing on social media. And I'm not saying don't do this. I'm saying that you need to have more discernment around it. Oh, Jelly. He's like, Mommy, you haven't recorded a podcast for 4 weeks and finally you're back. So I'm joining. Is I really notice the amount of messaging around if someone's toxic, just cut them out of your life. Like if your mom's toxic, just cut her out. Now, of course, there are instances where I'm assuming you've tried everything and she is really emotionally manipulative or really emotionally abusive or really narcissistic or whatever it is. And therefore you're like, I need to protect my peace and I've tried everything and it's not working. So unfortunately I have to cut her out. But what I've noticed is that a lot of people can be jumping to these kind of, you know, very rash decisions of, oh, the person is quote unquote being toxic, so I'm just going to eliminate them from my life. I'm just going to draw a really, really, really firm boundary and like fuck them. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. And I'm really going to talk about the dark side of personal development so that you can be aware in case you are kind of being the, I don't want to say victim, I really hate that word, but I'm just going to say it for this case, in case you're kind of being a bit of a quote unquote victim to somebody else putting this on you, or in case you're actually doing this to somebody else. Okay. So let's just firstly say that people sometimes forget, and maybe you sometimes forget, that other people are human. You're human and other people are human. And so in some instances where people do a lot of personal development work, they can get this kind of godly ego, like they're better than others because they've quote unquote done the work. The thing is to really anchor into right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you actually did the work, then you wouldn't be looking down on people, thinking that you're better than others or having some godly complex of I'm better than you. Truly doing the work means that you are able to meet people where they are without judgment or conditional love. That is a sign of true embodied healing. So in this DM that I referred to, or not DM, sorry, in this email that I was referring to, basically what she was sharing was that her sister has gone and done a bunch of work on herself, and her sister is now basically shaming her and belittling her and essentially emotionally manipulating her because she thinks the older sister, not, I don't know whether it's older or younger, but the sister that's done the work now thinks that she's better than the other sister and is starting to really shame and ridicule the other sister rather than just accepting her. So sometimes what happens is people that will do a lot of personal development work, and not even just a lot of personal development work, but the personal development work where it takes the humanness out of your experience in this life and other people's experience in this life. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in the future. It's not to say that all personal development does this. What I've noticed is that some personal development or some like groups of personal development is a bit more like this. And then the other thing that I've noticed is that some people just aren't aware that doing the work doesn't mean that you're now like some special human that's above everybody else, if that makes sense. You do the work so that you can live a happier life. You don't do the work to be better than other people, right? So these sorts of people that are engaging in, let's just say, the dark side of personal development, they seem to believe that no one else's perspectives are as valid as theirs. Like they're right, quote unquote, because they've quote unquote done the work. When in reality, what doing the work means, in my opinion, is you're actually able to stay regulated in challenging moments. You're no longer triggered by things. And of course, they're not acting from this like reactive and emotional place. You're able to unconditionally love people. They're not doing that. You're able to hold multiple realities at once and not feel the need to always be right. They're often also not doing that. You feel safe and regulated, not being heard, seen, validated, understood. So like, let me just recap. By you actually doing the work, in my opinion, that then means, and like how I take you through it, is that you are able to feel safe and regulated even when you are not being seen, you're not being understood, you're not being heard, and you're not being validated. You are so deeply in alignment with yourself that you do not need to prove your worth to anyone or project your beliefs or your experiences or your opinion on somebody else to feel more important or like seen or heard. That, in my opinion, is an example. I tried to like kind of keep it short, is an example of what doing the work actually means. So sometimes people will quote unquote do the work in a way that involves a lot of thinking. So they are overanalyzing, overthinking, and they actually start to create more problems and like more realities that weren't there in the first place as a way to start to feel better about themselves because they feel shit for whatever reason in their life right now. Sometimes, not of course always, talk therapists will just tell you what you want to hear all the time, making your ego bigger and bigger, like, yeah, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, which doesn't actually translate very well in real world examples, adult to adult, because sorry, but you're not always right. And or you can be right and the other person can also be right. You can be hurt and the other person can also be hurt too. Who says your hurt is more valid than theirs? You do. Well, this person does, right? And because you say, or this person says that their hurt is more valid than yours, or they're more right, quote unquote, than you, they are putting themselves above you. This other person is putting themselves and their reality and their experience on a pedestal. Now, of course, there are situations where they are actually right or you're actually right. Like depending who we're talking about here, of course, there are situations where there absolutely is a right or wrong, or where one person's more experience is more valid than the other person. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that if you are involved with a person that is basically using their enlightenment and the work they've done on themselves to make you feel shit, this is where a problem is existing, because they are thinking that because they are so aware of themselves and they are able to analyze everything and like, which isn't necessarily a good thing, they are deeming that they know better than you, that they are more right than you. And maybe they are. But my point is that they are not engaging in unconditional love. They're engaging in conditional. They're judging. They're belittling. They're shaming. They are engaging in this like egotistic way that is not an embodiment of the work. So of course, let's just say, for example, that your partner cheated right in front of you. You have every fucking right to feel more hurt than them. And I'd agree that you get more hurt in this situation than them, right? And the other person still has some valid feelings. They are still allowed to have their reasons. I'm not saying their reasons are right by any means, and I'm not saying their reasons are reasonable by any means. But what we need to realize is that you are looking through your perception. And because you are looking through your perception, your lens of the world, you are choosing, your perception is choosing what is right and what is wrong. And I think we can all collectively agree, like I was saying before, we can all collectively agree on some wrong things like cheating, stealing, lying, you know, knowingly manipulating, etc. But I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about when you're now treating your best friend like shit because of, quote unquote, your experience, when you know she didn't mean any harm. Right? Or maybe you've gone into such chronic overthinking because of personal development that you're now choosing to see that she did mean harm to you when she absolutely fucking didn't. But your over analysis and you being so in your head and critically thinking about everything is actually putting you into like a trauma response of shutting people out and hurting other people as a way to, you know, keep yourself safe in some regards. I've spoken about this. I've said this like maybe once or twice before in an episode, or maybe it was like an Instagram story, I don't know. But when you are talking about something a lot, there is the risk that you run of actually re-traumatizing yourself. So the beautiful thing about somatic work is that you don't need to talk about everything. You allow your body to finish the trauma cycle and to finish processing what it didn't get to process when the trauma actually first happened that then caused this, you know, consistent problem that you're dealing with in your life. By being in your body, you process it, you eliminate it. And then if you need to talk about it, you can, but it doesn't feel as triggering when you're talking about it. When you are always just talking about your problems, you actually can end up creating more problems and you actually can end up re-traumatizing yourself because you get so stressed out or wound up, or you start, because of the adrenaline, you start to then see things that don't exist. Right? But you are trying, your brain is trying to make sense of something that maybe you can't make sense of. And because your brain is trying to make sense of something that you can't make sense of, let's just say, for example, you are trying to find things to make yourself feel better. So let's just say that you are in therapy because you have been feeling just really anxious lately. And you are, you know, you're in talk therapy. So you're doing that classical talk therapy and she's asking you questions or he's asking you questions and you're thinking and you're talking. And these questions and this constant talking could mean that, okay, you are starting to realize the reason why you often feel anxious is because you never felt loved as a child. Let's just say that, for example, you never felt loved as a child. And so you always feel like you're on edge trying to get people's approval. And then because you're talking about this and like, yeah, I never feel this way and blah, 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 you're starting to get this adrenaline rush and you're starting to feel this kind of high, which happens when you're basically having a good vent. We all know that feeling of having a great vent with our girlfriends or our guy friends. You're starting to get that same feeling. Now, what's happening is that because you aren't unable to understand why your parents didn't love you, for example, or why you feel unloved, even though you know your parents showed you love, but you just still feel unloved, what's going to happen? You want to try and find a solution. You're not going to sit there and be like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to surrender to it. Whatever happens, happens. No, you're trying to probably find a solution. And so then what's happening is you're trying to find a solution from your head. You can't find a solution from your head with these things, though. The solution is healing somatically this wound of not feeling loved. And the answer to that doesn't lie in your conscious mind. Maybe it lies in your unconscious, your subconscious, or more likely it actually is sitting in your body. But because you're sitting there in a very conscious mindset, so you are fully awake, you're not in your subconscious, you are thinking consciously, what's going to happen is you're going to start to possibly believe or see or make things up that don't actually exist. So you might start to be like, oh, well, you know, dad was actually never around when we were little. So maybe that was the reason why. Actually, yeah, that could be the reason why. And then this would happen. I remember these fights and like blah, blah, blah. And look, maybe some of those things are valid. But what I'm trying to get you to understand without like, I'm trying to pull a really specific example out of my really jet lagged brain right now, which really isn't working. So hopefully we're all picking up what I'm putting down. My point is that you can start to see things that aren't existing. Just like when we're having a vent with our girlfriends about the guy that we're dating and we're starting to give excuses as to why he's not texting us back rather than actually being okay with the fact that he doesn't like you and he's not texting you back because he doesn't like you enough. That could be the reason. We're trying to find all these reasons why maybe we should reach out to him because we want an answer and like maybe this is the reason why or like maybe this is the reason why. We're trying to make ourselves feel better, right? But what can happen in trying to make ourselves feel better by only doing this through talking and venting and analysis is you then translate that into other areas of your life. So now you are hyper-analyzing and fixating on the tiniest things that you are then choosing to, you're choosing to focus on those things. And what you aren't remembering is that you are looking at them through your perception of the world, right? And so you're looking at them through your perception of the world as you're out for coffee with your girlfriend and you're starting to think that she's being really mean to you and she is guilt tripping you and she isn't. You're perceiving that she's guilt tripping you. You're trying to find reasons as to why you don't feel quote unquote supported in your life, for example. And so you're nitpicking at your friends, but actually, is it fair to just talk down to her, to shut her out, to tell her to stop guilt tripping you when her reply is, I'm not guilt tripping you. I just wanted to, I don't know, hang out with you and chat. Because what I'm trying to get you to see is how are you choosing to perceive this? And I'm not saying that your perception is wrong. I'm saying that you're choosing to perceive it like this is a problem for your own reasons, instead of choosing to realize that she means no harm and that you telling her that your feelings are more valid than hers is actually emotional manipulation. Now, maybe you're the friend in that situation. And so you have to kind of like swap around the example that I was just giving because I was saying you, but actually you could be the friend and this could be somebody else. But my point is that we have to remember is that just because somebody has done the work doesn't mean that you are less than them. It actually doesn't mean that they're right. I would argue that they're fucking wrong because if they are using this like, I've done the work as a way to make their reasons more valid than yours, that to me is an exact like telltale of they haven't fucking done the work. Because nobody that is truly embodied in healing and unconditional love engages like that. So the dark side of personal development is really emotional manipulation. And I've been on the receiving end of it, which I want to share with you guys. I've got two stories to share with you. I've actually been on the receiving end of it years ago with a man that is, I mean, like kind of well known in the coaching industry, which is so fucking concerning because he would communicate in a way that would essentially put me down. We weren't dating or anything. We were just friends. Well, not friends, but I thought we were friends. We are not friends anymore, obviously. So this was a little while ago, but essentially he would communicate in a way that would be to essentially put me down because he knew better, quote unquote. And he'd use these very spiritual personal development words to basically manipulate me into feeling bad and apologizing for something that I didn't do. There was one example in particular where I was going to the city that he lived in for my own like holiday and trip. And we were just gonna like catch up for coffee, blah, blah, blah. And I can't remember the exact details, but essentially I asked him a question like via text. It was something very simple, like about the weather and like, should I bring a jacket or something like really simple. And he started to engage in this very interesting way via text of basically reprimanding me for asking these questions because he'd already told me and I'm choosing to not read his messages and like, you know, I'm choosing to, I can't remember the exact words, but he would put in these like very personal development-y words, whether it was like, you know, it seems like you're procrastinating on, like, for example, it would be like, it seems like you're procrastinating on packing because you're trying to like make your outfits perfect. Like I told you, all you have to do is like, blah, blah, all you have to bring is blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you actually, and I remember actually saying to him, you never told me that. Like, you never told me to bring this certain kind of jacket. Like I'm literally scrolling through my texts and nothing there. And then he would reply back of like, I'm choosing to just not see things and like, blah, blah, blah. It was very bizarre. Anyway, I kind of like let it go. And then I still went to the city and whatnot. And it basically just continued in real life. I wrote a whole article on it. Actually, I should try and pull it and I'll put it on my blog and then we can put it in the show notes as well, because I'm trying to like remember something that I really can't remember very well because it was years ago, but it was a really good story. And I wrote about like this narcissistic behavior and how it can be so subtle. And more importantly, how it actually can be very, what's the word? It can be very, it can be used against you in the personal development world. And I want to also say that I know some people that will engage in like semi-emotional manipulation, like guilt-tripping behaviors that have done a lot of work on themselves. And they're not doing it from a bad place. Like, I really want you to also know that in case you're on the receiving end of it, or in case you're actually the one doing it or you've done it in the past. Most of the time, people aren't doing it because they're trying to be a dick. I did an episode on narcissistic behavior a little bit ago. We're going to link that below because I also talk about that in like a similar kind of sense in that episode. So I would recommend listening to that too. But my point is that in another situation with somebody, it would be the same kinds of things that they would basically make a big deal out of nothing. And they would want to have this like super woke, deep, like heart to heart conversation about literally fucking nothing. It would be something as simple as like, you know, oh, they didn't like that I chose a different route to them for like a health reason, or I have a different opinion. They would need to like have a whole fucking conversation about it. And they're trying to, they're believing that they're choosing to have a conversation about it because it's like, you know, creating boundaries and having open communication and like blah, blah, blah. But what we have to realize, and what you have to realize if you are someone that does a lot of work on themselves, is that over communication or these situations where you feel the need to like deeply communicate or like massively communicate about a difference of opinion, not always. What we have to be careful about is it actually can make the other person feel very invalidated, very judged, very shamed, and very unsafe. And I've been on the receiving end of this, of because I had a different opinion, there had to be some whole massive conversation, some giant long text message that frankly ruined the friendship, right? It really ruined the friendship because it's like, why do you feel the need to essentially belittle me for a difference of opinion? Why do you need to communicate that you don't agree with my opinion in this long form answer and make your opinion seem better than mine or placed on a pedestal? And I know a lot of us experience this in the personal development kind of space. Or like maybe not a lot of us in the personal development space, but you might have been on the receiving end of it, end of this kind of behavior around COVID time, especially because what was unfortunate about that time, I know a lot of us experienced it, was people forgot that everybody was human. And it was very much like, I'm better than other people because I'm choosing this route over another route. Okay. So going back to this kind of DM that I wish, this email that Olivia shared with me, I've had quite a few DMs or those of you in programs that have shared with me family members or friends that get this godly complex and start to shame or put you down just for sharing your feelings about something or being a little bit negative because you've had a rough day. Let me make this very, very clear to you. You are human. you are going to have shit days. You're allowed to have a vent because sometimes everything feels like it's crumbling. And you do not need to feel like you're being manipulated. You do not need to feel like you're being judged or put down because you're not being positive in that moment. You're allowed to ask a question because you're confused and not be told that you're quote unquote not listening or you're quote unquote not validating my experience.
I have such exciting news. One of my favorite programs, I know I say that for every program, but this really is also one of my favorites. I mean, they're all my favorite. One of my favorite programs, Her, is coming back. But this year, as a sneak peek of the program and something to get you guys really excited about it, I am offering a free masterclass as the first step before my program, Her. So my free masterclass is called Becoming Her, and it will be all about really stepping into feminine leadership. We will be transforming from a burnt out, stressed woman who does not have time to do the things that she loves to a very confident woman who has the best sex life, maintains very solid health, sleep, vitality, and most importantly, feeling like she can actually enjoy life and knowing that this beautiful energy is radiating off her. So, whether you are a businesswoman, a mom, a career woman, a wife, finding yourself, it doesn't matter. This program is literally for everyone. This masterclass, I should say, is literally for everyone. And this masterclass is actually the pre-work if you decide to do my program, Her. So even if you're already like, I'm joining Her no matter what, still come to the free masterclass because it's actually your pre-work anyway. So all you need to do to take that first step in becoming Her is to click the link that is in the description of like the show notes of the podcast, and you'll be able to sign up for the masterclass. If you've listened to this and the masterclass has already passed, like the live version's already passed, as long as you get in before the cutoff date, you will still be able to watch the replay, of course. Okay, let's jump back into the episode.
Let me also tell you this. It is nice to validate somebody else's feelings. Yes, absolutely. But you know what's really epic? Really epic. When you have such deep self-validation from doing the work, which they apparently have done, that you won't need to be validated. So when this person is telling you or belittling you that you aren't validating their experience, that you're, you know, doing X, Y, and Z to them, that you're not listening when you're like, what the fuck? Like, I'm so confused. Like I am. This is especially when you're in this state of like confusion and just like you're feeling for really frustrated. Like I'm like, you're not being heard, but also you're being completely misunderstood. You're not being misunderstood. You're being emotionally manipulated. So this is where it's like when that confusion sets in, that's a pretty good indicator of this some kind of emotional manipulation. Remember though, most people are not meaning to do it. So you can kind of lovingly call them out or lovingly remind them that your experience is very fucking valid too. And that if they've done all this work on themselves, why do they need your validation? Why do they need you to understand them? Because if they've truly done the work, they would be able to validate themselves and they wouldn't be so triggered or so hurt that you don't see them the way they want to be seen. Because all of that is a reflection of their internal like system, right? That's why I was saying at the beginning, when you've actually done the work, you don't fucking engage in this. You're literally just a human. You're just a human, but you just have way more inner peace and you are engaging in this frankly dysregulated way. When somebody is engaging like this with you and they're really dysregulated, I'm like, they haven't done the fucking work. What they've done is analyze the shit out of their past, and now they're bringing that hyper analysis into the present, and they're analyzing you, and they're seeing things that don't exist, but they're seeing those things because they're trying to make sense of something that they cannot make sense of. And on the note of validation, just for like you guys as well, I love having my feelings validated. Being validated feels great. We can all agree on that. Like that feels, it feels so good to be seen, so good to be heard, so good to be validated, etc. But because I validate myself and have such high self-worth, if my feelings don't get honored, guess what? I honor them for myself. I don't need to make it a fucking thing. Does a child need their experience validated and listened to? Yes. But an adult that you're talking to is fully responsible for themselves. So whilst some of us have very complex relationships with our parents, for example, in my opinion, unless they are literally the biggest assholes in the world, truly doing the work is loving them even when they're annoying and not always making it about you. Remember, like, caveat, guys, use your discernment. It's a fucking podcast. Of course, there are situations where you have every right to be like, no, I cannot be in a relationship with this person. Of course, of course, of course. But what I'm saying is, if you've truly done the work, you can deal with them being a bit annoying. You're not always making it about you. You're able to stay regulated, managing your own emotions and not making, quote unquote, your experience everybody else's problem. That's called projecting and guilt tripping, right? So to these people that are engaging in the dark side of personal development, guess what? Your experience isn't the only experience. Your emotions aren't the only ones that matter. So if you're on the receiving end of this kind of behavior from somebody that you're in a relationship with, platonic or romantic, their experience is not the only one. Your experience also matters. Your emotions also matter. And this is why it's like we can't be all like, oh, my experience is more important than yours, and like my experience this and my experience that, because it can get really confusing and really exhausting, because everyone's experience is valid. Everyone is wanting to be seen and heard and understood. Two realities can coexist at the same time. This is really important to please remember, that you can also tell this person that's engaging in this kind of way. Two realities can coexist at the same time. You might feel like your mom is putting pressure on you, but she feels and knows that she absolutely isn't, and loves you exactly as you are and tells you this. And the fact that you're constantly saying, you're putting pressure on me, you're putting pressure on me, you're putting pressure on me, you know, you're not validating me, you're doing this, you're doing that, that upsets her feelings. And she's not wrong for having those feelings. She's not wrong for getting upset, because her experience is you're making up the pressure. And the reason why you're making up, for example, the pressure is because you put pressure on yourself. So you're projecting it as she's putting pressure on you. You're seeing it as other people put pressure on you, and actually it's because you put pressure on yourself. And when you're then saying to her that your experience is more valid than hers, what you're doing is you're gaslighting her. You are emotionally manipulating her. You are putting yourself above somebody else. So who is right? Both people. Both people are right. And I could honestly go on and on and on about this, but it's very, very context dependent. I want to make that super clear. So I'm not saying that you have to just like suck it up and stop complaining. I'm just wanting to bring to light the fact that there is a dark side to this world. I mean, there's a dark side to everything, right? There's the light and the dark. We live in a world where there are polar opposites. So with the light of doing this work, there's also the dark side of doing this work. And guys, guess what I just heard? Okay, so we just went to Australia, right? Like, total random side note, personal thing. We just went to Australia. And my fiance has never been like a super big coffee guy, but he has gotten so into coffee. He texted me like 2 hours ago. I was upstairs in my office. He was downstairs being like, hey, can you show me how to use the coffee thing? Like, we have like a coffee machine, not like an espresso machine, like, you know, a barista one, like you put the ground coffee in, like you full make it, you froth the milk, etc. And like I have this from my New York apartment, so he didn't know how to use it. And so I showed him how to do it. And then I just heard the fucking milk steamer go off again. And I'm like, oh my God, he's making himself another coffee, which is just like the cutest thing, because he was never a big coffee guy. He would get his caffeine elsewhere. And honestly, I would probably rather him get his caffeine from like good quality coffee. And I'm like, oh my God, he's turned Italian. Yes. Next up, learn Italian, baby. Okay. I was saying this at our little meetup that we did in Sydney, because one of my cousins is married to an Italian man, and I spent a lot of time with their daughters, which I was so grateful for, whilst we were in Sydney. Their daughters are absolutely divine. One is our flower girl and one is our ring bearer. Although because they're like nearly the same age, it's probably going to end up being like both of the flower girls and both of the ring bearers, just so there's no like fights. I don't care. Whatever makes him happy. Anyway, and then my other cousin that we also met up with, he just had a baby with his wife, and his wife is Greek, and so speaks Greek to the baby. And so I'm like, babe, step it up. I've got Italian little nuggets here and Greek little nuggets. Like, what language are you bringing to the table? And now he's like drinking all this coffee, and he was in Sydney. He would be like, he would text me being like, oh yeah, I'm going to be home in 10 minutes, just picking up an espresso. And I'm like, are you turning Italian? Because if you are, I support this. I fully, fully support this. Anyway, okay, back to the episode. So what I was saying is that there really can be a little bit of a dark side to anything, and there can be one to personal development if we go too far into it and we forget the fact that we're humans, right? We're not here to be perfect. We're just here to live our life. So I want to share another story, a little bit of a different one. And honestly, I think some of you really might relate to this one. And some of you might pick up on the company that I'm talking about in this one as well. I'm not going to name the name of it. So one of my, I guess, ex-best friends did this to me as well, unfortunately. So she did this course/training with a very well-known company that some of you have also mentioned to me that family members have done, and it really changed them and your relationship with them in a negative way. And honestly, it did for me too with her. We used to be really good friends. But things started changing when she got into this work. So she got into this work probably like it was around the time that I left Sydney, maybe like that year that I was living there after school. So she probably got into it around 2018. So it's been a little while, right? So a number of years, and she has stuck with it and stuck with the company, and you know, she's got her own reasons. So again, like, she's not necessarily wrong. I'm just going to share this experience with you guys as well, so you can kind of see what I did in this situation. So we used to be great friends, but she kind of got looped into this whole world, and she didn't come to my engagement party in Sydney that we had. So we had an engagement party in Sydney. You've had 50, Monica, like I can't keep up. We had one in Sydney around May-ish last year when we were there for the Melbourne immersion, just with like my friends and family from Australia so that my fiance could meet them and vice versa. So anyway, we had a little bit of an engagement party there, and she didn't come. And she said to me that in quote unquote, like she said this to me, quote unquote, like I'm saying, repeating this, I know you will respect my decisions and boundaries, and that I had to make a financial decision not to come to honor myself. And this like whole other pile of crap. It was like this 4-minute video message, actually. She's like, just to add on to the wank factor, it was not to be a bitch, but it was a video message. And essentially this whole video message, I'm not going to play it because that would be like mortifying to her, but I rewatched it yesterday so I could like be fresh with it, what actually happened. So basically this whole 4-minute voice message just made her sound like she was doing something noble and honorable and like quote unquote respecting her boundaries and honoring like her financial decisions, blah, blah, blah. Just wait for it though. So you guys aren't like, oh, Monica, you need to honor her financial position. Just wait. So she made it sound like this whole noble thing where I essentially would be respectful of her practicing her boundaries. And this is where that line between like boundaries and not being a good human being is, you have to know where that line is, because she's probably told herself that she is respecting her boundaries, that she is honoring herself, but actually she was being a really shit friend, and she's lost the relationship. She's never reached out to me since. I never replied. And when she actually first sent it, I didn't even finish listening to it because she sounded like the biggest fraud with what she was saying. And it was this kind of jargon where it was like, no human talks like this. But one of my other friends from Sydney, she came to Atlanta about 3 months ago, and I don't know how we got on the topic of this conversation. And I was like, wait, I never ended up listening to this video message. So I ended up listening. I ended up watching, I guess, the rest of this video message. And I was like, oh my God, I literally felt so nauseous, like sick, because of how weird it was what she was saying. Like, she literally sounded like, it didn't even sound like her. It sounded so fake. Like, it just was like, those words don't come out of like someone's mouth just casually. It really kind of sounded like she'd been brainwashed, which sounds, I know, like kind of extreme. But to add really important context, very, very important, she is the founder and CEO of a really big company in Australia and makes a shitload of money. The company is stocked in major retailers. So flying from Melbourne to Sydney for a night can be done in under 500, if not way less, if she was to stay with a friend, right? So if she wanted to stay at, like, you know, a decent hotel, I mean, you can stay at five-star hotels in Sydney on like your, you know, like Platinum Amex, which I know she has her Platinum Amex, and where you get like those good deals for like 300 a night, and you get a flight. You don't even need to, you know, pay for any luggage. You get a flight for 150 or whatever. If she wanted to go, she could totally stay with a friend. Nonetheless, I know that she spends money on much bigger things. And more importantly, if she wanted to, she could just put it as a fucking business expense anyway to fly to Sydney, because she goes to Sydney all the time. And from my perspective, if we've flown to Sydney to see everyone all the way from Atlanta so that you could meet my fiance and she couldn't get on a 1-hour flight, that to me was pretty fucking heartbreaking. And so when this situation happened, when I got this video message, I didn't respond. I haven't responded still to this day. And the reason why I didn't respond was because she so wholeheartedly had convinced herself that she was doing this like noble, honorable thing for herself. And so if I was to try and respond and be like, what the fuck, it would cause further emotional manipulation. It would cause me to then start to actually feel not just gaslit, but manipulated. You know that feeling when you're trying to like express yourself and somebody like starts to twist your words and then you start to second guess yourself? Yeah, that feeling. That would have happened. And I was like, you know what? This tells me everything I needed to know about our relationship. You know, I was putting in a lot of effort, even though I was living overseas. I would try to phone her and it would always be these like really weird messages in response, where essentially she would be saying all the right things, but it felt so ingenuine. It was those kind of messages of like, hi, gorgeous. Wow, you're such a good friend. I'm over here, like, not being a good friend. You know, you're always so good at like shining a light on what I have to work on. And I am committed to, like, I'm trying to think, but I'm committed to like putting more effort in and showing up for myself. I've just been really focused on blah, 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 which I know that you can really respect and honor because you understand the importance of doing X, Y, Z for yourself. And I'm just reading this being like, is this like pumped out of a fucking textbook? Like, ew. Ew, 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 right? And so I'm sharing this with you because it fucking happens. It fucking happens and it sucks. But the thing that I want you guys to remember as avid listeners of this podcast is that you are not here to become some, you know, egotistical, woke, I'm the best, I'm better than everyone, I've done the work kind of person. That is absolutely not what I support or encourage by any means. And actually, I'm always saying to my clients when they start to like analyze things a little bit too much, or when they're wanting to get answers for something where I'm like, you don't need the answers to this, you need to trust yourself, I will literally remind them, you're human. You're not trying to be perfect. You're not here to be a fucking robot. You're not here to be this perfect image of like, what is the perfect healed image? What is this like perfect person image? You know, there are institutions that will give you this image of this is who you should be. This is how you should behave. And okay, if you want to just become a puppet of theirs, if you want to just be a cookie cutter version like everybody else's in this group, then sure. But that is not what I support, because that to me is absolutely the opposite of true, true healing and evolution and growth of yourself. So yes, people are going to potentially use these very woke, I'm so emotionally intelligent words against you. But don't let them. Don't let them, because anyone that thinks that they are enlightened is the most wounded of all. No one is enlightened. We're fucking humans, right? And I am so big on this in the work that I do and when I'm talking to you guys. Like sometimes I, if you're a client of mine, I will just tell you, stop thinking you're making something up that doesn't exist. Or yeah, you're human. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay you had a meltdown. It's okay that you, you know, were a bit shitty the other day. Or yep, this is relationships. You don't always get your way. You have to remember that. Part of being in a relationship with another human, whether it's platonic or romantic, means things don't always go your way. It means, yeah, sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do. You need to go to the event. You need to go to the engagement party. You need to spend the money, right? And again, it's that fine line of boundaries, but also remembering that like being in a relationship means things aren't always perfect. You have to sometimes make sacrifices. You have to sometimes do things that you don't want to do. And I really am aware that the overanalysis of what feels good for me or like what's my boundary or how am I feeling can actually cause you to become lonelier and more isolated and to lose friends. And for those of you that are in committed relationships or that have children, right, or that just understand what I'm saying, you know what I'm talking about, that you don't always get your way. Sometimes even with my fiance, it's like, you know what? My needs are second right now. His go first. Or sometimes I'm fucking frustrated about something, but I know I need to zip my mouth because me saying this isn't going to help fucking anything. Or sometimes he's really frustrated about something and I need to actually be like, you know what? I see this. He's right. Like, don't fucking argue this. Just shut the hell up and like fix the issue, right? That is part of being a human that is in relationships with other humans. Stop trying to be this like perfect wanker. Stop trying to think that you always need to get your needs met. I know that sounds so controversial to say, but you won't always get your needs met. You won't. And I don't know who I was talking to the other day about this, but it kind of loops in with the whole, where has the feminist movement fucked us? Where have we lost the groundedness in like women's empowerment? And one of the examples of where we've lost the groundedness is basically us as women thinking that we're always right, that we always should get our needs met, that we always have to get what we want. That if our man tells us no, like that really pissed me off, or like you're wrong, or why did you do that, or you know, X, Y, and Z. Oh, now he's being mean, he's being this, he's being that. Okay, maybe, but also maybe you were actually completely in the wrong. Maybe it's so fucking valid that right now he is more important than you and your needs need to just take a fucking backseat for 24 hours. Think about it. Like when we've just, you know, given birth to a child as a woman, he puts his fucking needs on the back burner. Our needs get prioritized. And that's like, that is a perfect example of sometimes two people can't both get their needs met at the exact same fucking time. And just because your needs aren't getting met doesn't mean that he's like, you know, gaslighting you or emotionally manipulating you or whatever, and vice versa. So all in all, you're human. You're having a human experience. Things are absolutely not always perfect. And please, please, please remember, don't overthink it. Like, don't overthink this, but just remember that you thinking that you're so emotionally intelligent or that you're so, you know, much more healed than somebody else, that kind of behavior, that kind of like putting yourself on a pedestal is not going to actually cause the other people in your life to feel safe or like you've actually done the work. doing the work means that you are non-judgmental towards other people and that you are unconditionally loving people and that you are accepting them as they are. Remember, very, very context dependent. So let's not overthink everything I've said today. I've really tried to be like specific and concise. Hence, I wanted to give those few examples. But obviously, for those of you that are working with me, that are in programs, blah, 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 you're more than welcome to ask me more questions about this specific example or like give me an example in your life and then I can help you to navigate it a little bit better. Because every specific situation obviously is slightly different. And that's why you have to use your discernment. Okay. That is all for today. Wow. Long, juicy episode. I will see you guys next week. I hope that you loved this. Please share it if you haven't already shared it. And if you haven't already left a written review, I would be so, so grateful if you do. And when you do, we will send you a little thank you in return. Just take a screenshot and email media@monicayateshealth.com. And then I have a free gift for you. It's a downloadable meditation, and it's all about protecting your energy and bringing your energy back to yourself. So if you find that you often are leaking your energy outwards to other people, then you will absolutely love this. And you cannot find this anywhere else on my website or in any other program. So leave a review, and then we will send that to you.